You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Adrienne Hill in for Lizzie O'Leary. Now, parents around the country are driving their college freshmen to school, getting them all set up in the dorms, giving them final hugs, last kisses, and maybe a present. And I love you, I'll miss you, your awesome present. We spoke with Emma Mackinaw, a market writer at the BuzzFeed shopping team, about her picks for goodbye gifts for new freshmen. And they ran the gamut from useful to wacky, sometimes both, like in the case of a special shower caddy.
The most exciting thing that I've seen so far on the market that's new to me, at least, is called the Schlocker. And it's a shower caddy that you can lock. So if you don't know your roommate and you were randomly selected, which is often a big concern for new students, this can kind of put your mind at ease that no one's going to have sticky fingers with, you know, your shampoo bottles, which sounds trivial before school. But when you're on a strict budget and you don't know people and everything is a little nerve-wracking, then this is just kind of an easy gift. And I found it on Amazon for $40, which is a pretty good price.
If your student is the type to get homesick, there are presents for that too.
Homesick candles are made by our product labs at BuzzFeed, and each candle is designed to have a scent that would remind you of your home state.
Apparently, to BuzzFeed, New York smells like an apple orchard. But if your student's dorm bans open flames, there are less fragrant options.
I found these state pendant necklaces for $16 on Amazon. A lot of students tend to feel homesick, especially the first year. So this is just like a little cute reminder that they're never too far away from home. There are 25 states available, so hopefully yours is included. But if not, I found a cute alternative on Etsy. They're these pillows that you can print your dog or cat on, and it's in the shape of them. So you can have your little cuddle buddy no matter where you are.
I kind of want a pillow shaped like my dog, but I'm not sure he's smart enough that it would do anything more than confuse him. For those wary of dining hall eats, Mackinaw recommends a food subscription box. Some are healthier than others.
Subscription boxes are just like a super easy gift to give to college students because it's just something that they can look forward to every month in the mail. I remember as a student, I always looked forward to getting a care package from my mom. And, you know, once you start the subscription, you don't have to think about it.
$25 will get you a monthly ramen subscription. And that does seem steep for ramen, but it's not cup of noodles. According to the company, it's premium packaged ramen from around the world. I'd probably prefer the homemade care package. Brownies, cookies, whatever it was, wrapped in bubble wrap and plastic grocery store bags. A little note. But if you're not keen on sending your student sugar or sodium, there are plenty of other options. Mackinaw picked noise-canceling headphones as a top fun gift that's also useful.
That's a great gift for anyone who's stylish or just is kind of techie, but also they're noise canceling, so they can focus more in the library or if they have a loud floor for their dorm, that's super helpful so they can keep studying.
And to get new students settled in dorms and spruce up their home away from home, Mackinaw suggests aromatherapy diffusers, nice bed sheets, mirrors, throw pillows. But the ultimate dorm improvement?
This I didn't think of until I was at school, and I wish someone had told me to get a mattress topper. So that's obviously a really big parent gift because, I mean, like, what cool aunt is going to get you that? But, you know, for the twin-sized options, which is what you'll obviously get, you can get them as low as $20 on Amazon. The highest I saw was, like, $45. And it makes such a big difference. My bed felt like a prison bed. So I wish that I had 3 more inches of memory foam for my back.
Because you learn better when you get a good night's sleep, right?